Hi, this is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Megan Stegall and Matthew Epperson, who met in the School of Music at Western Michigan University, are a voice and bass duo who really enjoy the counterpoint in their partnership. Like most jazz musicians, they each play in a variety of other groups and projects, but this duo offers both greater freedom and greater responsibility to the music. In advance of their upcoming album release, Megan Stegall and Matthew Epperson came to WMUK to play and talk about their music. Here's the second part of our interview. When you have a group of people in front of you, a crowd, how often do you take a moment to observe and see people's faces and reactions?
Yeah, that's a good question. I had a teacher in Chicago. Her name is Tammy McCann. She's a wonderful jazz vocalist. And one of the things that we emphasized in our lessons was the energy exchange between the musicians and the audience. So you really had to connect with the audience. The main purpose of the song and of the lyrics was to communicate and affect the audience members. So I think looking at your audience is extremely important. This might sound creepy, but I really like to look at the audience members in the eyes and be like, I am looking at you right now and telling you these lyrics, and I hope it impacts you somehow.
Was there a shyness instinct you had to kind of overcome?
A little bit, yeah. It definitely took a while. And of course, when you're singing a tune and maybe it's a song you're not as confident on, it's a little bit harder
to
look
to
at someone. Yeah, because you're focusing on, you know, the melody, remembering the words, whatever it is. But it's something I've worked on over a period of time.
And Matthew, you almost have a way to hide out behind your bass and watch a crowd. Is that something you do as well?
I think for a better part of my, like, however long I've played, a lot of the time I've been, like, just very caught up in, like, oh man, am I playing in tune? Am I playing the right notes? Like, oh, like, what's happening? And, like, really, like, worrying about what I'm doing. But as of more recently, as I'm kind of growing into my own and becoming a bit more confident with what I'm doing, I definitely tend to notice when certain audience members appear to, like, be more interested, or it's, like, it's definitely something you can pick out, whether it be in a crowded, noisy bar or background gig, or if it's in a concert hall even, and everyone's looking at you and appears to be listening, you can still point out a couple people who appear to, like, be more, like, interested and intent.
Okay.
And I notice and I appreciate those people, but I do not look at anyone in the eye, because if I do that for more than 2 seconds, I begin to feel weirded out myself and that I'd mess up. So.
leave it to the singer.
Yeah.
She's the front woman. I'll stare him in the eye.
Also, when we're doing our duo, we tend to look at each other quite a bit, just to, like, further connect musically. Even, like, physically looking at each other, it really helps with the music.
Tell me about what you're going to play for us next.
This song, The Nearness of You, is kind of an exception for Matthew and I in our duo. Most of the times when we're performing a song, we've got some sort of arrangement to make it really interesting. This is the song where we kind of just go for it, and whatever happens, happens. So this is The Nearness of You by Hoagy Carmichael.
All right, here's Megan Stegall and Matt Epperson.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills excites me. Oh no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that breaks this sensation. Oh, of you. When I'm in your arms and I feel you so close to me, all my soft light to enchant me. If you will only grant me the right to hold you ever.
That's Megan Stagel and Matthew Epperson live in our studio at WMUK with The Nearness of You. Such a beautiful take on that. And you're very free with it, of course, since you kind of set it up that way to sing and play as you feel.
Yeah.
Is that because it is so familiar? Like, you know exactly where it should go so you can play around?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, Matthew and I are both really familiar with that song. That was one of the very first songs I had learned a while back. I think same for Matthew. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to pick a song that you know the other person knows really well, and just kind of play around and be free with it.
Does this duo, this combination of voice and bass, do in other configurations? Is that one of the reasons you're together as a musical pair?
Yeah. I think with the bass voice duo, so much is implied. Like time is very much implied. Harmony is very much implied. Because Matt will play chords, mm-hmm. but sometimes he'll just be walking a bass line and I'll be improvising. And it's important to imply the harmony that's happening.
It really sets up a challenge for both of us.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it's all the time. It's like a two voice counterpoint that we're just mm-hmm. trying to improvise. Like that.
Yeah. Time and harmony are both of our responsibilities. So although it's like really daunting and challenging, it's also at the same time very freeing, and very liberating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's all in your hands.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's all up to us, I guess.
Well, I can see where that would be a wonderful challenge. The fewer people in the mix, the bigger worlds you have to occupy.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm sure you get a lot of enjoyment when you are part of bigger ensembles too. So it's nice to have the opportunity here in Kalamazoo to take advantage of all of those
to
things.
To do it all, yeah. Yeah. I think both Matthew and I have been lucky enough to get those opportunities.
Well, maybe now's a good time to talk about the new album and why you decided to, you know, commit this to vinyl. Will it be? These days it could be vinyl.
Ooh, it could
or
be
CD.
Anything. Yeah, right. Cassette tape.
Laserdisc. Floppy disk.
CD.
And tell me what made you decide to do that?
Well, I think when Megan and I started this duo, it was an idea we were both really excited about. And for a while, it was just kind of like both of ours, just like our excitement and our energy, just kind of like moving forward. And we never really like were aiming for anything. We were just like, let's learn more tunes and let's play this show or whatever. And it wasn't until several months in when like this group had been performing a lot and we had learned a lot of songs. And I personally felt like this is one of my like favorite settings to play in and
same.
My favorite thing to be a part of. And I was like, we need to do something, you know, like we've been, it's like kind of like learning songs, doing all this, but like we need to cut this to the disc to record it, you know, to, I was really excited recording this album just to like save these memories that we've made, and being able to go back and listen to it and be able to share it with other people. I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah. Something else to note about the album is that we recorded it live at East Patterson Studios.
Just so, like today.
Yeah, much like this radio.
Exactly the same.
It's literally, yeah, it's like, here's the take of us doing I Love You, and here we go. Like, whatever happens will happen. Which I think just kind of adds to the charm of our duo and what we're trying to accomplish.
You're accomplishing a lot, let me just say.
Thanks.
From my point of view, you both play with such musicality, and the beauty of your playing, both of you, just comes together so, so well. I do want to cover a quick topic, and that would be the improvised singing. Is it scat singing?
You can call it scatting.
Okay, scatting. It occurred to me as you were taking a passage, you know, of scatting, that I just like wondered how far ahead in your imagination as you're singing are you? Do you sometimes surprise yourself and have to get out of a musical situation?
All the time.
What
happens? Oh, yes. More often than I would like to admit, do I find myself in a musical kerfuffle.
Because singing is so immediate, with an instrument with keys, you're like, I'm going to hit an A, or I'm going to...
Yeah. So with improvising on voice... it's a lot different because it's so dependent on your ear. Whereas maybe with like improvising on piano, you can look at the notes. And obviously all the good improvisers are also thinking about it in terms of their ear and hearing what they want to play. But for singing, it's so fundamental to hear what note you want to sing. I think it can kind of drive like beginning jazz vocalists away a little bit. It can be a little intimidating, but I think just over time you learn to accept whatever's going to happen and just study that harmony a lot, so you can really hit all the chord tones that are happening in the song.
Well, would you mind giving us another song where we might hear a little bit of scatting? I think up next is one of my favorites. It's a standard I know from Guys and Dolls.
Yes.
So this next song, If I Were a Bell, I first heard it on an album by Miles Davis. And it's just such a fun, catchy little number, and so many people know it. I think Megan and I came to playing it just because, like, it's just that good of a tune, and like, we just wanted to play it because both of us had a lot of fun playing it before. So yeah, we didn't have to work on it a whole lot. We kind of, from the first time we played it, it's just, the tune's so fun, you don't have to do much. It does all the work for us. It's pretty nice.
Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the way that we kiss tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light, and if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing? Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my springs. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding, 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 ba da ba ba da ba si do. And clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the way that we kiss tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light, and if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging, and if I were a watch, I'd start popping my springs. And if I were a bell, oh, if I were a bell, oh, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, bum.
Here in the studio at WMUK, you're listening to Megan Stagel and Matthew Epperson, a voice and bass duo with If I Were a Bell from Guys and Dolls. And we're nearing the end of our time together here. But I just want to say again, this has been an absolutely thrilling session with you here. And I'm so pleased to be able to do this and introduce listeners to musicians they might not have heard before and musicians who are doing really great work. And both of you are on Facebook. So if you wouldn't mind spelling your name so people might follow you there.
Yeah, please add us on Facebook. We're friendly people. My name is spelled M-E-G-H-A-N and Stagel is S-T-A-G-L.
Okay, Matthew?
On Facebook, you can find me at Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, J, Epperson, E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N. And if you'd like other updates, I do have a professional-ish Twitter account, which you can follow at Matthew Tunes, which is M-A-T-T-H-E-W-T-O-O-N-S. And I'll be having updates about the album and future shows of ours for sure on there. So
I know we have just a little bit of time left, but this song you're going to perform next to me has some of the most piquant lyrics of all time. And since we've been talking about this great American songbook, one of the reasons a song gets in the book is because the lyrics are as good mm-hmm. as the music. I mean, they're both just shining jewels. Mm-hmm. So here we have the singer talking about playing solitaire and ordering orange juice for one and mm-hmm. things that give you such a sense of who the person is. Would you talk about the experience of getting one of these songs in your heart, you know?
Yeah, I think there's some jazz songs that I am not even ready to sing yet. Like, you just have to be a certain age and have had a certain amount of life experience to really be able to do the song justice. And this is actually one of those songs where I get nervous, like, do I have enough life mm-hmm. experience? Just because the lyrics are painful. Like, they just make me want to weep every time. So I have to get into a certain headspace of just like really dark. And, I mean, not necessarily dark, but just like sorrowful, I guess. Mm-hmm. And just trying to draw upon whatever life experience I have that could relate to those lyrics and just thinking about that person that's made me feel that way or that experience that has made me feel that way.
Yeah, I would definitely, for me, how I found out about this song was Miles Davis's recording of it, which I could safely say is one of my favorite songs of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, and hearing that, just Miles Davis play it on trumpet alone was enough to make me tear up. When I found out what the lyrics were, I was heartbroken. It was such a poignant feeling. Just you like bringing up the lyrics earlier, it gets like hairs standing on my I'm just like this song especially, although it's something I always try to aim to do, is like I just have to put my whole heart into serving the music and delivering this song as beautifully as I can, because if I can help anyone feel any kind of thing when I'm performing, that's all I'm really shooting for. So,
Well, here are Matthew Epperson and Megan Stagel here on WMUK's Let's Hear It with It Never Entered My Mind.
Once I left when I heard you saying that I'd be playing solitaire. Uneasy in my easy chair, it never entered my mind. Oh, once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun. And order orange juice for it never entered my mind. Oh, you have what I like myself. Now even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden prayer again. And wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. Never entered my mind.
We heard Megan Stagel on vocals, Matthew Epperson on bass with It Never Entered My Mind. Martin Clem was the sound engineer. For details on their upcoming album release, follow Matt and Megan on Facebook. Megan is MEGHANSTAGL. Matthew's last name is EPPERSON. I'm Kara Lawrence, and I'd like to thank Matt and Megan for being so generous with their time and music. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.